Welcome to Life Changers, a program designed to give solutions to the problems we experience on a daily basis. Your host is Dr. K.V. Abraham, clinical psychologist and a professor at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida. My name is Christina Varghese, and I welcome you to our program. Let's begin with Life Changers.
Here we go.
Jimmy is extremely depressed. He has contemplated suicide at least 3 times in the past year. He looks sad. He hardly smiles even when there is a good reason for it. It seems like he hasn't shaved for several weeks now. Lately, he has been withdrawing from social activities. He just wants to be left alone. Jimmy doesn't have any close friends. His best friends, with whom he grew up, have moved away. Jimmy has a master's degree, but he is unemployed. He is married and has 2 young children. He feels very inadequate because he is unable to provide for their needs. Jimmy lives in a rental home because creditors have taken away the home he owned. His job prospects are very low. He feels he is dependent on other people. Jimmy feels helpless and hopeless about his situation. He doesn't know where to turn. I'm sure you have seen people like Jimmy. In the past, both in counseling sessions as well as in response to radio programs, many have shared with me that they felt their problems were so overwhelming that they have become very depressed. Depression is primarily an experience of thoughts as well as feelings. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, it is an emotional state marked by great sadness and apprehension, feelings of worthlessness and guilt, withdrawal from others, loss of sleep, appetite, etc. In severe cases, a depressed person would complain of the following: sadness most of the day, loss of interest and pleasure in daily activities, difficulties in sleeping, weakness, fatigue and loss of energy, poor appetite and weight loss or increased appetite and weight gain, negative self-concept, self-blame, feelings of worthlessness and guilt, difficulty in concentrating, slowed thinking and indecisiveness, recurrent thoughts of death or suicide, and sense of helplessness and hopelessness. All of us experience some amount of depression from time to time, but people who experience depression as a form of illness may experience most of the symptoms that I presented above. Before we discuss ways to overcome depression, we need to see how depression is developed in our thought process as well as in our emotional life. Depressed people have a negative view of life. They don't ever see the bright side of life. Due to relentless tragedies that they have experienced in life, such as death, loss, separation, rejection, etc., they have mentally given up on life. According to Dr. Aaron Beck, an expert in the field, they have negative views of self, the world around them, and their own future. This is known as the negative triad of depression. They may have developed this tendency during childhood or adolescence. Some of the depressed people also make wrong inferences and connections. They worry about things that don't make sense. Some of them would even overgeneralize or blow things totally out of proportion. To sum up, depressed people interpret their world in such a negative way that their feelings are very pessimistic in nature. Their words carry messages such as, "I am stupid. I can never do anything right. I will not make it," etc. Depression can also result from turned-in anger and due to biological reasons. Now, what are some solutions? The first thing that they should do is become more positive in their thinking. They need to change their negative thinking into more positive type of thinking. Secondly, they need to get involved in some action. It is doing something and not being idle. People who are unemployed should find something that they can do that will bring them some sense of accomplishment and happiness. It doesn't matter what the action is, but stay engaged in some activity. Socialization is an important aspect in dealing with depression. Lack of social support has been identified as one reason for depression. So networking with family and friends is very important in dealing with depression. Take the initiative to make friends, visit people, or invite people over. Then correct negative self-evaluations. Some of these depressed people look down on themselves too much. They may make statements like, "My family can do better without me," or "It won't matter if I am not there." Depressed people usually do not have a purpose for living. They need to be guided to find meaning and purpose for their existence. Then depressed people should be made aware of their rights to live, work, and do everything that a law-abiding citizen is privileged to do. Some of them may have given up on their rights and duties to serve and be served. Finally, we need to see depression as a spiritual problem and attack it from that angle. King David in Psalms 42 and verse 11 said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God." Feeling cast down is both mental and spiritual. We need to reawaken our souls by being in the company of people who can lift us up. Now let me tell you what you should not do when you are depressed. Do not indulge in behaviors that will do more harm than good in the long run. A lot of people indulge in drinking. As a matter of fact, you'll find a lot of alcoholics who are depressed. Alcohol won't help. It will only make you more depressed as time goes. By the way, alcohol is considered as a depressant, and hence it will only make things worse. Indulging in other behaviors such as drugs or gambling will also have severe consequences. Another thing to watch is displacing depression on others by blaming or being verbally and physically abusive. Ironically, it has been said that depressed people are the most realistic people in the world. They are truly in touch with pains and disappointments of this world, while too many of us have become very insensitive. Just as attachment to material things can be depressive, detachment from material things can be a curative for depression. We are unlikely to find depressed people among ascetics. They have detached themselves from the world and have found asceticism as a way of life. On the other hand, people who are closely attached to material things of this world are likely to experience more depression than others who are loosely detached to this world. Of course, not all of us can decide to become monks, but we can develop a strong sense of detachment from the world and be more focused on spiritual and philosophical aspects of our life. This is a special announcement. During the summer, I will be conducting counseling seminars in India. If you are interested in attending any of these seminars, would you please get in touch with us? My email address is kvabraham@aol.com. Again, kvabraham@aol.com. My addresses will be given at the end of this program.
Sing out a song. I sing. Oh,
Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again, FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. K.B. Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com, kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changers with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changers, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.